Sports in this 5 o'clock hour brought to you in part by Spiro's, the original St. Louis Greek restaurant serving the St. Louis area since 1975 with two locations in Chesterfield and St. Charles. Spiro's is an old-school neighborhood restaurant where the waiters sport tuxedos, and many of the dishes are sliced, sauced, flamed, and plated at tableside for your entertainment. Spiro's serves nightly prime rib, veal chops, USDA prime filet, and daily fresh lobster and other seafood special entrees. Check out their menu online at spiros-restaurant.com. From the all-new 590 The Fan KFNS studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn. Pinion's Playhouse, the third and final hour of the large morning show in the afternoon with Frank O'Pinion just around the corner. Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been helping citizens, law firms, and insurance companies throughout the state for the last 10 years. We investigate everything from cheating spouses to lying employees who are faking injuries. We can help you investigate somebody who's suing you or maybe somebody you want to sue. We can help you find missing relatives or long-lost friends. When you need to know the truth, call Gateway Investigations, 238-1367. That's 238-1367. Visit us online at gatewaypi.net or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
Blue Chip wonders, do you know the most common animal on Earth? It's not humans. Not by a long shot. There are some 10 quintillion insects alive. Over 200 million bugs per person. You need a professional. You need Blue Chip. Go to stlbugs.com to learn more. Blue Chip wonders, do you know the most common animal on Earth? It's not humans. Not by a long shot. There are some 10 quintillion insects alive. Over 200 million bugs per person. You need a professional. You need Blue Chip. Go to stlbugs.com to learn more.
Lester's Sports Bar and Grill takes bar food to a whole new level. They offer a full menu of made-from-scratch items and brine their corned beef in-house. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and enjoy $6 select appetizers, plus discounted pitchers, buckets, drafts, wells, and wine. Visit Lester's on Clayton Road near Highway 40, or view Lester's menu at lestersrestaurant.com. Lester's, a sports bar that serves up great food, or a great restaurant that serves up sports. You'll just have to decide at Lester's.
A great moment in baseball presented by Byerly RV.
The year was 1990. Young right fielder played with the team for just 2 years. His fielding skills were exceptional. His passion for the game made him a clutch player. The game was on the line. Just put the ball into play, yelled the coach. As usual, he took the first pitch. Then the second. He cracked the third in the right center and it rolled. The batter sprinted around the bases. He crossed home plate at full speed. Ran through the crowd of cheering teammates, jumped over the bench, and with watery eyes, the 9-year-old flew into his father's arms. Dad, Dad, a home run. My first home run.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
Rediscover your family. Show them you care.
For the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Byerly. Just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Hey, it's Denise from the Appliance Discounters here to tell you that our friends at Speed Queen have done it again. They are now offering an impeccable wash and dependability without a transmission. These heavy-duty washers are driven by a full horsepower motor and tested to last up to 25 years in your home. Speed Queen is so confident with their washers that their warranties have been extended to 5 to 7 years, parts and labor. This coverage is worth $400 and it's free. New and improved Speed Queen laundry at the lowest price at any of our 6 showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Hey, Doug.
Yes, Mike.
Doug Brown, he looked like Joyce Little. Well,
Mike Lee has been suspended, but I'll allow him to attend Knife Fest at Bernarelli Cutlery on June 7th to the 9th. Get terrific deals on pocket knives, honey knives, kitchen knives, cook's tools, small appliances, and food prep equipment. Knife Fest at Bernarelli Cutlery is the time to upgrade your kitchen game. So chop chop, Cheeky, at 1927 Marconi on the Hill, June 7th to the 9th, Bernarelli Cutlery, where there's never a dull moment.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. The Home Loan Expert is a direct-endorsed FHA lender. We make our own credit decisions on all FHA files, allowing us to give you a lower rate and close in as little as 14 days. Whether you're looking to refinance, pull out some cash, or maybe you're considering buying a house and need a quick pre-approval, put the Home Loan Expert team to work for you. Apply online and get options 7 days a week at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri and Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee.
Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank partners and him.
There's no fun left on the
And we're full of tricks, and we think you'll get lots of
crackling bacon. It is delicious. It's good for me. It's a perfect way to start the day.
I agree.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love meat bacon. I love bacon.
Meat candy.
Who doesn't like bacon?
Oh, man.
You ever meet anybody that likes bacon?
Applewood bacon.
Oh. Don't trust them if they don't like bacon.
Thick cut bacon.
Right. That's exactly right. Somebody says, I don't like bacon. Don't be friends with them. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the May 17th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Mark and Jason. That would be Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. They are financial advisors. They've given me some advice, but I can't talk about it. It's a big legal, like, Securities and Exchange Commission thing. You can't talk about what they do for me or how much I can't talk about it, but I use them.
Hey!
And I'm going to give you an opportunity to have a meeting with them yourselves, and it won't cost you anything. It's complimentary. We'll talk about that after we do a round of introductions. At the control board, the man who has, three favorite sound effects he likes to hit over and over and over. We're working toward getting him into 4 and 5 sound effects, but so far so good. It's been almost 8 months. The audience, he's turned the corner. The people who hated him don't hate him anymore, and I got a great email to prove that I just got this morning. He spent 19 years over there where they're going to have that big wedding this weekend. 10 of those were in Birmingham, England. He is the one, the only, Trevor Limestone Limey Phillips. Say hello to all the people listening.
Hello, everyone. I hope you're having a great day. And in case you're wondering, that little intro I play is Rule Britannia. And yes, I stand and cross my heart every time it plays.
Well, whoa. Good for you. You don't take a knee.
No, I don't. I stand.
Like and that. He defended the Queen earlier,
he
too.
Did. Oh, man. He bristled.
By the way, she's still alive.
Good.
I might say, I really like her, the Queen.
Queen Elizabeth?
I saw a special, and I never before got to see her interviewed or just be a regular person. She really is a neat woman. She's not at all what I thought.
Mm-mm.
She's very normal.
She is very, very
and
normal.
And she's funny, and she likes a joke. It was a great...
She likes to hunt. She doesn't mess around.
Yeah. Oh, no, she still rides the horses at 92 or 3. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's pretty incredible. Mm. All right, so that takes care of the British part of the introductions. Let's move around now to a man who's normally not here in the playhouse, but he had a segment today, so he stuck around. His name is... What? Wait, what?
He's got something for Scott.
Joining us today, sitting in attorney at law, Scott Sherman.
I knew he was going
to do that. Okay, stop the music. How many times have we been over this?
It fits.
No, it doesn't fit. That's
you said when it has something to do with law. He is a lawyer, right? Law is half in his name.
No,
that's a cop.
I said it has something to do with police work. That's the Dragnet. Dragnet, they were cops. They weren't lawyers.
You could play the Perry Mason theme.
Now you can play that idiot theme, actually.
you could play... Look, there have been all kinds of legal... Matlock. You could play the Matlock. You could play... What other more recent current lawyer? What other...
I do like the Law and Order theme.
Yeah, wasn't Matlock an attorney?
Ooh, Law and Order. Yeah, Law and Order.
In Limey, at the
Law and Order.
At the end of the show, when Frank says, go thank a law enforcement, it's not talking about me. Nobody's coming up to thank me for anything. The clients don't even thank me.
I think it fits.
Not a cop.
No, you just like the sound of bar, da, da, da. But it's a cop sound. He's an attorney.
Okay. That is not the truth. I think it fits perfectly.
Well, what we're saying is we don't care what you think.
You know what?
We're trying to help you and get you to understand Dragnet is police. He is an attorney.
That's right. The next time you're... Britain thing comes up, we're going to play the Canadian national anthem.
There you go.
We like it better.
There you go.
That makes no sense.
Hang on a second.
Will you just introduce Scott real quick? I have something that actually might
all
fit.
All right, so you edit that other stuff out?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Well, he's in with us today because he had a segment today. He normally isn't here for the Playhouse. We're glad to have him sitting in. He is the one and only attorney at law, Scott Sherman.
Hello.
It's the Three Stooges.
No. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's closer.
My whole life, I've heard my entire life, the British have a different sense of humor.
Yeah.
They really do.
Yeah, his is non-existent.
Yeah, it's almost non-existent.
That was funny.
No, that wasn't... The sound of them going, hello, hello, is funny, but it doesn't fit. Again, he's an attorney. That is not, oh, my God, we're going to work on this. Here's what you need to go. Do a little investigating and find out what very popular TV shows or movies were about attorneys and use that theme or that music.
Okay.
There's your assignment.
Oh, and this just in, the queen is dead. Sorry.
No, he's kidding.
That is really...
No, he's kidding. Oh, no, my goodness. He's kidding, folks.
Oh, no. The queen is
dead. We don't make jokes about that.
The queen is not dead.
Let's go to the quarantine room, the glass box, the room, man who's in the room, and nobody seems to want to be with him or sit with him. He is heir to the Levi Strauss fortune. It's Dan Strauss, and he's in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
Oh, I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They're from Stifel, and if you're already working with a financial advisor, you can still call Mark and Jason. They'll give you a complimentary portfolio review. Stifel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
MarkandJason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Also joining us today for the Playhouse, because his segment is coming up, the man who sometimes you might see him and he's northbound, sometimes southbound, sometimes westbound, and sometimes...
He's
bound. Yeah!
Which means he's all over the map. Yeah. He is the man on the road. He is Bill Cleveland. Bill, say hello to all the people who are about to enjoy your segment.
Oh, they'll enjoy the segment?
I didn't know. Okay. I think they will.
Well, hello, everyone.
All right, there you go. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Tim Woodward had to step out. Another one of those private investigator cases he had to go take care of. Bernice is in heaven.
You horse is hind, yeah.
And Rat Boy, I saw the note. It was a beautiful handwritten thank you note to Bill Cleveland. Apparently, and Bill is so modest, he never would have mentioned this, and I wouldn't have known it. But he does things for people that we don't even know. He went to Wisconsin, and he never said a word about this. Rat Boy, I saw the thank you note. He brought Rat Boy back 500 pounds of, what was it again?
Cheese.
500 pounds of cheese from Wisconsin.
To run a U-Haul truck.
Yeah, well, way to go. Yeah. You have a big heart. And if you would, please, just an appreciative round of applause for Bruce Limpress and the All-Boy Orchestra.
Yep.
Now, the way this works, Scott and Bill knows this, just feel free to jump in if you want to contribute or question something or make fun of me or blimey or anything. It's just free form radio here. We are brought to you by Mark and Jason, who you heard Dan mention earlier. Those are two people, Mark Ridden and Jason Becker, and they're nice people and they're smart. They know financial advice and they're easy to talk to. They're easy to talk to if you know a lot about it or you don't know anything about it. You could be in your 20s and you scrape together your first money to invest and it happens to amount to $25,000 or more. Or you could be in your 60s and over the years you've pretty much done a little bit of everything and you understand investing and you know some terminology. They'll speak your language too and everything in between. Here's the deal. Nobody's going to force you to plan financially, to be ready for, people like to say retirement. No, not retirement. Ready for other stuff that comes along long before retirement. In your life, you're going to get hit. Let me just address all the people now, millennials and people in their early 40s. You're going to get hit with things you never saw coming. And there will be people who, when they get hit with that, will go, well, I'm sure glad we saved and invested and prepared for that so we can deal with it. And then there are people, it throws their entire lives for a loop because it wasn't in the plan. They don't have the money for this. Here's the other thing. Opportunity. Investment opportunity. Somebody comes to you and says, I'm putting together a fill in the blank, or I'm building this and I'm looking for some good solid investors. Would you like to hear about it? And if your answer is no, because I can't invest in it anyway, I don't have any money. The people who are able to take advantage of opportunities are the people who were ready for those opportunities because they made a point to put money aside, to invest money. That's what I want you to talk to them about. If you have $25,000 or more now, maybe you don't, but maybe you're going to change jobs or you're going to retire soon. You also should have a meeting with Mark and Jason, if you have any kind of retirement plan, 401k or any kind of other plan, because you need to know the rules of the road. There are some do's and don'ts regarding that money, if you're changing jobs or retiring. Again, they are Mark and Jason. They're with Stiefel, member of the SIPC and the NYSE. MarkandJason.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto.
And he's going to take us somewhere today, courtesy of Window World. There can only be one number one. You can't have two people be number one. And nobody has ever stepped up or disputed the fact that Window World is the number one selling replacement window in the United States. You notice some other companies go, wait a minute, we're number one, because if the information I get is that the second window brand, the one that is number two behind Window World, only sells one-fifth the windows Window World. So that's a distant second. They're not even a close second. Window World, if you want to know more. Oh, and in case I forget, at the Playhouse, we have the people who won seats at the table. Congratulations to Phil and to Bill, I believe their names are, who are going to be at the trivia night Saturday night. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com for more. Give it up, please, for Bill Cleveland.
Hey, thank you very much. Where are we going?
So, going to keep with the theme this week. I have been picking dates, things that happened on a particular date, and kind of talked. Yesterday we talked about Jim Henson passing away, so we talked a little bit about the Muppets and stuff. So today, on this date in the
Queen?
Year 2000, I will not be mentioning the Queen at all.
She's
in
still
this
alive.
Segment. I'm sorry. On this date in the year 2000, the television show Beverly Hills 902 went off the air. What a sad day it was.
You said Beverly Hills 902.
902-10. Maybe I just drifted off the
movie. Yeah, you left off the
902-10. Clearly wasn't
what the air.
Viewer.
I never watched it.
That was actually a really popular show.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it ran
and I don't know
293
why,
episodes.
Yeah, I don't know why, because how many people can relate to being a Beverly Hills kid? But then I guess you could say that about any show. Who could relate
maybe
to
that's
being...
why they watched. They wanted to know what it was like to be a Beverly Hills kid. So I thought we'd talk a bit about Beverly Hills, California. And if you've ever been to Beverly Hills, and I know it's a big...
the Clampets
touristy thing.
I haven't been there.
Frank, maybe you've done this. Maybe you haven't. It's one of those places where obviously you have all these celebrities and all these people with big money, and when you kind of get... First time I went down there, you get a map, and they have right. all these maps where all of the celebrities, and so you drive around and you're trying to kind of look at the, but sometimes you get to certain places in Beverly Hills and some of those other very ritzy areas around, and you just feel like, man, you do not belong there, and right. you are going to get in huge trouble
no,
for even
exactly
peeking around the corner to look at some of these gigantic homes and whatever. But, so a few interesting things about Beverly Hills, California. It is, the only city in America where the post office has valet parking. Beverly Hills
does.
Oh, my goodness.
To mail your letter, you just, you know, give the guy your keys and head on in and do whatever you're going
to
do.
Frank, you ever been to you've been out there. Yeah. Fred Heyman, that's that clothing store. I was probably 22. I have never felt more out of place in my entire life. Just sort of like a shopping district in Beverly Hills.
Right.
They call it the Grove or whatever, the real ritzy part. I walked into Fred Heyman, and I got to look like a cat had walked into that place. Get out of my store.
Like Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman.
Yeah. Yes. That's, yeah. I was like, get out of here.
Julia Roberts.
Slime girl. That is exactly
When Bill finishes, I'll tell you my Beverly Hills story. It's a good one.
So Beverly Hills, it was named after Beverly Farms in Beverly, Massachusetts, incorporated back in 1914. This is pretty interesting.
Why would you name a ritzy place like that after a farm in Massachusetts? What was it?
Well, whoever moved out there and started it, I guess that's where they were from. I don't make up the news. Just reporting the news. Beverly Hills, it's kind of interesting. So they have no hospital, no cemetery, no billboards, no telephone or power lines anywhere in the city.
Doesn't surprise
How
me.
How big is Beverly Hills, though, like the actual municipality of it?
That I don't.
It's gotta be real tiny.
It's not huge.
No,
Beverly
it's not
Hills.
Huge.
The zip code 90210 is the richest per capita area in the nation. 90210. If you want to stay at the Beverly Hills Hotel, that's a very popular hotel there, $1,400 a night.
I thought it would be higher than that,
$1,400 a night. And since Dan mentioned the Beverly Hillbillies, so they show the estate that Jed Clamp had bought after he made all of his money, moved to California. Today, that house or home is actually the most expensive home in the country. $500 million. Excuse me. I'm sorry. $350 million. Still a significant amount of money. It's called the Chatwell Estate.
Somebody live there?
Somebody. It was just recently up for sale, I believe. But yeah, $350 million.
Do they still have the cement pond in the back?
I don't know. You know, it's for dinner. Possum and squirrel.
And the fancy eating table.
If you would like some more
cement pond. The writers of that show. How brilliant is that?
It's great.
The cement pond. We need some vittles. We'll cook some vittles.
And the fancy eating table with pot passers. Remember the pole sticks were pot passers.
That was a great show.
I know.
And one of the few TV shows that when they made a movie out of it, the movie was actually good. With Jim Varney. Hey, Varn. He was Jim Clampett.
That's right, yeah.
And that was a great movie.
That was.
34,000 people in Beverly Hills.
Dan, can I wrap it up?
Please.
You just want to stop talking for a second.
No, 34,000 people. I mean, he was asking how big it is.
Oh, Beverly Hills.
Yeah, Beverly Hills.
That is small.
That is very small.
Well, 34,000 people doesn't actually tell you how big the town is. It's just...
My God, are you still talking?
Yes, he is, Randy.
So rude. So rude. If you want some more, you can go to BillOnTheRoad.com. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Thank you, Bill. All right, so here's my, I have two Beverly Hills stories. Rodeo Drive is the shopping. Bill, have you been to Rodeo Drive?
Yes.
Yeah. You want to feel like you really don't have any business being somewhere? Walk up and down that place and watch these women shopping with their sunglasses on, and you don't know who's behind them. Is it a movie star? Because the chauffeur drops them off in front of the store. This is very common. They run in the shop, and then they walk out, and there's the car.
The Lamborghini's parked on
So my brother lives in California, and we're not close, but years and years ago, I was going to be out in California for whatever reason. So let's meet and we'll have lunch. We go to a place, it's a very popular, famous place called Mr. Chow's.
Yep.
It's a Chinese restaurant. This is 25 years ago. And he said, you like Chinese? I said, I love Chinese food. He goes, no, it's a little pricey. I said, oh, okay. So we go in. And I still remember, you know how it's like the fancier a restaurant is and the more expensive or better the food, the less of it they serve.
Yeah,
it's
a tiny little
place. They don't want to give too much of it away. An ice cream scoop. The fried rice that I had was no more than you'd get in an ice cream scoop and clump it down on the plate. Just this clump of $50.
Oh, my God.
That's just for the clump of fried rice. You know what I had for lunch? One clump of fried rice. That's what I had. And water. That's what I had. Mr. Chow's. And I remember the tables lit up like an X-ray table. They lit up from below.
Well, yeah, you're paying $50 for a scoop of rice, and you're going to have some light up
tables. And it makes your silverware look beautiful because it's lit from behind and all that stuff. I will never forget that. Now, the other thing is, this was the time when my wife and I were there. We rented an Alfa Romeo. You can rent in Beverly Hills a Ferrari, a Lamborghini, but they're going to cost you like $1,500, $2,000 a day. So I rented an Alfa Romeo,
it's
convertible. And I thought, well, that at least maybe they won't ask me to leave the neighborhood if I'm in. So I get one of these things Bill's talking about, and I pull up in Lucille Ball's driveway. Just because you can. There's some of the houses, they're not all gated. You can just I pull right up in the driveway of Lucy's house. And there's a guy out in the yard doing something. He's a worker or something.
Was it Ricky?
It wasn't Ricky. No.
He was out cutting the grass?
And I pulled up as if I was her friend. I go, hey, is Lucy home? And this guy just looked at me and he says, and who are you? I said, somebody stopping by to say hello. And he knew. He could just tell. And it wasn't long before he just said, I'm going to have to ask you to leave. So I went to Danny Thomas's house, Sammy Davis Jr.'s house. Same thing. Somebody
hey,
in the yard.
Who the hell is that in my driveway, babe?
That's a good Danny Thomas.
Yeah, he is a good Danny Thomas.
Hey, Mr. Chow's is still in business.
Oh, I know.
Oh, yeah. That's where they're
since 1974. Okay.
The paparazzi setup is in front of Mr. Chow's. There's that, these people don't get their picture taken by accident. That's one of the places you go when you want to get your picture
taken.
When
you want to be, and then you want to act like
when you pretend you do. Yeah. Oh, how dare you. That's one of the spots.
You want beef and broccoli? $242.
And that's what amazes me about how naive a lot of people are. They see that junk on TMZ, and they go, come on, give us some privacy. You want to be, though. You want. If the paparazzi didn't follow you, you'd be like, oh, my goodness, I'm irrelevant.
That's right.
So I forgot I have a third story. When I worked for Gannett, when I worked for KUSA, and the sister station was KSD, they spent money like money would give you some disease, and they couldn't get rid of it fast enough. They spent money. And so they held an event at Chasen's. Now, this was another hugely popular restaurant in Beverly Hills, famous for their chili. Elvis used to get on a plane from Memphis, fly to Beverly Hills just to get Chasen's chili.
Wow.
And go
wow.
back to Memphis. Man. So
it's a heck of a plane ride back. Hey, man.
Oh, man. Oh, taste something. I think I might not eat some too much of the chili. You won't need to refuel like a gas for everybody. So our boss says, we're going to Chasen's. Here's what happened. Gannett owned a lot of radio stations, a lot of them. They took all of their morning people, and I did a morning show, so all the morning personalities, they flew us to Vegas just to throw a thank you dinner for our biggest national advertisers like Coca-Cola, Marriott. I'm not kidding. So they said, we want the advertisers to meet every single morning radio personality on all of our stations, like 40 or 50 radio stations. So I get out there, Rick Dees is there, and all these, Gary Owens, the laughing guy, he was there. And then, of course, I was there, nobody. And when I walked in Chasen's, the very first thing I saw was at one table, there were, I think, about six people. Two of the people were Danny Thomas and George Burns. Now, I had always heard George Burns went through about 12 cigars a day and constantly was drinking martinis, and he lived to be like 100. I was thrilled to see, and then he had hot women hanging on him. I was thrilled to see that wasn't just an act or a myth. When I walked in Chasen's, there sat little George Burns, and on either side of him, two of the most beautiful women I've ever seen. He had a martini in front of him and a cigar in his hand. Danny Thomas was sitting across from me, and I thought, wow, I really am in Beverly Hills. And then we went into our private room and did our thing. And, of course, there was chili, and it was good chili. I don't know if it's the best I've ever had, because chili is one of those things like pizza. It's very subjective, and some people don't like beans in it, and some, you know, whatever. But, yeah, those are my Beverly Hills stories. But I think everybody should go to Beverly Hills just to get a small sense of how clueless those people are about real life and the real world. They don't have a clue. It's a completely different life for those people. Larry Connors comes on at 6 o'clock, which is, my goodness, like 25 minutes from now, at least right after the news. Some of the things Larry will be talking about. President Trump calls some immigrants animals, and he's not backing down. What is your reaction to that? There's special counsel trying to prove that Russia was trying to interfere with our elections. Larry is going to have details of the times that our country has interfered with elections in foreign countries. Folks, that's just the way politics works. Everybody does it. There's some companies now producing beef, chicken, and duck in a lab. Would you eat lab-grown meat? Larry will have that question for you. Limey's nodding yes.
Yeah,
I
sure, would. Why not?
I would.
If it meat is meat, I'll eat it.
Yeah, you bet. And there's an underreported story, basically an untold story, about porn star Stormy Daniels. Larry will have the details of that story. This is a show if ever there was a reason to make up an excuse for being late coming home, it's Larry Connor's show. Make up anything, and just don't tell your husband or wife you're just sitting somewhere in the car listening to Larry Connors, because it's a good show, and he works really hard at it, and you can tell. I'll save that for later. It's a motorcycle ride for Alzheimer's, and I want to do it justice, so I'll save it. Oh, nice email. Let me read you this. Dear Frank, I've listened for over 20 years, and I must say this show is the best it has ever been.
Wow.
How about that? One year, I went to Jamaica with my husband to hang out with all of you. I've laughed more since you changed the stations. You seem more relaxed, and with four people, it's so funny when you all start laughing. Thank you for a great show. And it's Sheila, and she says, P.S., I was the Sheila that could not sing the Sara Lee jingle. I've lost a lot of weight since then. Keep up the great show. How about that? Best show we've ever done, according to Sheila. And I do remember that. She could not sing the Sara Lee jingle. Can you sing it? Anybody? It? Anybody?
Nobody doesn't like Sara Lee.
Well, there's more to it, though. It was the first part. Everybody doesn't like something, but nobody doesn't like Sara Lee. That's it. And she did. We had a contest or something. Thank you so much. Thank you. Let's see. I'm going to save this for Monday, but Dan, your Aunt Gus lived to be 110.
Yeah.
Not long ago, a few weeks ago, we mentioned that a lady over in
China
had died at 117.
Yeah.
And we thought that was the oldest woman in the world. Not so fast. There's a woman in Russia who in about a week turns 129.
Wow.
Yeah.
How can you live that long?
Wow.
And I'll do more. I'll do more Monday, but this is the best part. She says,
I want to die.
No, that's exactly what she says. She says, I am tired. I have no idea why I live this long. I have not had a single happy day in my life.
Oh, my God. Oh,
not a happy day
not
in her life.
In 128 years, not
let's
a happy
face
day.
It, she spent 128 years in Russia. That's a lot of cabbage soup.
Thank you for that.
You're very welcome.
Well, I think you got something there. 128 years in Russia, if she'd been here, she'd at least had like 90. Good
right,
years,
yeah.
She could have been miserable for the last 30 or 40. Yeah, she lost a daughter recently. Her daughter died at 104.
Oh, my God.
My 104-year-old daughter passed away.
Died of old age.
Oh, my goodness. She turns 129 in about a week. But this quote killed me. I've not had a single happy day in my life, she says. Mm. Wow. We'll have more on her on Monday. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I've had this pet turtle since I was 2.
Yeah, they live long.
Turtles live like 150 years.
Yeah, they do.
Stalin was a lousy boyfriend.
So I had a...
that was funny. Sorry.
Yeah, it was. Not as funny as this joke.
Not as funny.
I had an email requesting this joke because I do not think that I've done it since we've been here, and it is on the list. So we can check this one off the list after today. It's a guy who is in a bar, and it's about 2 o'clock in the morning. And he's really had a lot to drink, and he throws up on himself. He throws up all over his shirt. And when he does, he looks at the guy next to him. He goes, Oh, man. I'm in big trouble now. He says, I am in some big trouble. His friend says, what are you talking about? He says, it's over, man. My marriage is over. He says, why would you say that? He goes, because my wife said, if I ever come in again drunk, really drunk, she's leaving me, she's had enough, and now look, I'm gonna go on, and I'm gonna hide the fact that I puked all over my shirt. She's gonna know that, she's gonna smell it. He goes, hey, calm down, man, calm down. Let me tell you what you do, and I've done this. You go on home, you got a 20 on you? He goes, let me look. Yeah, I do, I got a 20. He says, put it in your shirt pocket. When you get home, and your wife realizes there's puke on your shirt, and she's getting ready to tell you to hit the road, you tell her that's not your puke, that the guy next to you was drunk. And he felt so bad he stuck a $20 bill in your pocket and told you to buy a new shirt on him. That's how you get out of it. Now it's on somebody. He said, that is a great idea. So he goes home. Sure enough, she's waiting up for him. And when he walks in, she can smell, man. There's puke on his shirt. She says, well, I guess somebody didn't think I was serious when I said I was going to be leaving. Let me go pack a bag. He goes, just hold on a second. And he takes his shirt off, his pants, takes all his clothes off, and throws them in the laundry room. He says, just take it easy. She says, take it easy. I can smell you puked all over yourself. He says, no, I didn't. That's not my puke. I can prove it. She said, this ought to be good. Go ahead. He says, there's a guy sitting next to me, and he was the one who was doing all the drinking, and he threw up on me. He just bleh, right over me. And he even said, oh, man, I'm sorry. Here. And he stuck a $20 bill in my pocket, told me to buy a new shirt. In fact, go ahead, check it. Check the pocket. I'll bet there's $20 in there. So she does, and sure enough, there's a $20 bill in there. He said, see? And that wasn't my puke. And as he walks away to go off to take a shower, she yells from the laundry room. She says, you know, you should have had that guy give you more money because it looks like he also pooped in your pants.
Let's get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tory Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by USAA Life Insurance Company. Accident eastbound 270 at 170. An early ball game tonight. That's slowing traffic into the city. Eastbound 64 and eastbound 70. Heavy southbound 170 past Page and delays westbound 44 Lafayette to Shrewsbury. When life is unpredictable, help protect your family with USAA Life Insurance. Visit USAA.com. Life insurance provided by USAA Life Insurance Company, San Antonio, Texas. Subject to availability, limitations, contract terms, and conditions. I'm Tory Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
There are so many good restaurants, but don't you want great? Spiro's in St. Charles is better than good, and it's all in the details that is put into each dish, the service, and the whole experience. You can sit inside their beautiful dining room or enjoy your meal on the tree-lined patio. They hand-cut meat on the premises that is USDA Grade A Prime New York Strips and the best filet mignon. Or maybe you fancy fresh fish that is flown in. Regardless, Spiro's has it. Spiro's St. Charles has a European stone oven where they cook over cherry wood, which keeps the flavor sealed in the food. And that is part of what makes Spiro's great. Add in a full-service bar, massive wine list, and their famous salad, and you have a dining experience you can't pass up. Of course that sounds great. They cater any size get-together, or they can host your private party. Check it all out at spiros-restaurants.com.
Eagle Coin and Stamp Company has been serving the St. Louis area for over 25 years. They buy and sell stamps, coins, medals, and sports memorabilia. In fact, it's where 590 The Fan goes for our promotional items. Here are some items of interest. American Silver Eagles, 110 and 100-ounce silver bars and rounds. Gold American Eagles, Maple Leafs and Krugerrands. Graf Zeppelins, Estate New and Silver Jewelry. Three-legged buffalo nickels, wheat pennies, Morgan and Peace silver dollars, euros, pounds, Swiss francs, and other foreign currencies. If sports stuff for the man cave is your thing, they also have Musial and Mantle vintage sports cards, Topps baseball card sets, plus signed sports apparel and helmets. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30, and Saturday till 4. Eagle Coin and Stamp Company on Highway 50 in O'Fallon, Illinois is the place for buying and selling.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Doug Vaughn here with a word about a St. Louis institution, Ragazzi's. Ragazzi's is the oldest restaurant on the hill and is your home of the frozen fish bowl and handmade toasted ravioli. The pizza has been recognized nationally by Bon Appetit magazine. Plus, Ragazzi's can handle catering and private parties like rehearsal dinners. Happy hour is 3 to 6 p.m. daily and nurses' happy hour is 8 to 10 each morning. Enjoy lunch or dinner at Ragazzi's. You will love it. 4945 Daggett on the Hill and Ragazzi's.com.
I believe he's on the road. Dan, did you say where he was?
He's not far out of El Paso, I think.
You know that out in the West Texas town of El Paso,
yeah.
I fell in love with a Mexican girl.
That's what I heard.
En route to his new home in Dallas, Texas, he is Mike Evans. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They are owned by the same terrific proprietors. They're next door to each other. They're in Chesterfield Valley, east of all that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley, and they're closed only on Monday. And today, tomorrow, the next day, any day, is a great day to give somebody a gift card from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse Market. We've all gotten gift cards. We didn't even use them. Put them away. Forgot about it. That won't happen with an Annie Gunn's gift card. Nobody would dare do that. That stuff's just too good. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse, proud to present Mike Evans. So, where are you?
We're 250 miles from El Paso, out in the middle of the desert. I'm surprised we got service. I don't have a report, but I got all kinds of things to tell you about our trip so far, because it's been very, what's the word you call it, Cheryl?
Very eccentric.
She said eccentric, but I don't know what that means.
Okay, well, you didn't finish high school. But we'd rather hear that anyway, so tell us some stories about your trip.
Well, the first thing that happened is we got up, I did my morning reports, and then we got in the car, started driving, got out of Palm Springs through Indio, was about 45 miles from Blythe on the 10, and I'd say maybe 10 miles away we saw some smoke, and then I'm speeding, and this cop flies by me, and I go, wow. Then we get about 2 miles, and I go, oh, it looks like these trucks are stopping, and they sure enough, they stop. Now, while we're talking, see if you can pull up an accident on Highway 10 eastbound in around Blythe, California. We sat on the freeway for 3.5 hours.
Whoa.
Two semi-trucks caught fire, and they looked like planes that had crashed.
They looked like ashes, ashes trucks.
It was unbelievable. 3.5 hours, we were just, everybody was out of their car talking. It all was caused by a woman that did something that was running from the police and hit one of the trucks, and then he hit the truck, and then another truck flipped over, and it was unbelievable. I'm sure it's on the news.
Now, see, this is when you should have had a dash cam. Mm-hmm. I've got a dash cam, and when we hit the road like that, I make sure that camera's running, because you never know. You might get some valuable footage there.
Oh, it was amazing. So 3.5 hours, trip is delayed. Well, we just sat on the 10, you know, met some people while we're walking around.
Yeah.
What happened really weird in Tucson. Let me tell you something. I have never seen, Cheryl will tell you, I've never seen so many cops.
Unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. We've seen, I would say, at least 50 cops.
Whoa.
On the highway. Once you get to Arizona, about every 5 miles, there's cops. It's unbelievable with radar guns. So we're going through Tucson, and somehow this cop got right on my side. It was close to downtown Tucson, and I see him point to me, then I look to see where I am in the traffic, and then he gives sort of a thumbs up, like, come over with me. Oh, crap, I'm getting pulled over. So I get behind him, he gets over the next lane, gets off the highway, and then he keeps going, and we're following him. He goes maybe not even a half a mile, and he turns into the Tucson Police Department, police cars only, and I'm following him in there, and then he sort of makes this right turn, and he pulls next to this gas pump just for police cars, and I pull around next to him, and he gets out of the car, and he goes, why the hell are you following me?
Oh, you thought he wanted you to follow him, but he didn't.
Yeah, I know. He says, why the hell are you following me? And Cheryl says, we thought you wanted us to pull over. He goes, no, I was just saying, slow down a little bit.
Mm,
I don't want you to follow me.
Nice guy.
Slow down a little bit.
Well, you know, when that kind of thing happens, Cheryl, all she has to do is show some cleavage. That ends it all.
And she's showing some cleavage.
Yeah. Now I have another suggestion. Next time you get stuck like 3.5 hours just sitting on the freeway, my wife and I just have sex. We just have sex the whole time. That's what we do.
What do you do the other 3 hours and 30 minutes and 20 seconds?
That's a good one. Yeah. No, but I got to tell you something. That makes a trip like this a lot more exciting when things happen. Mm. When nothing happens,
But not sitting there for 3 hours.
Well, not that part, but seeing the big smoke and having the thing with the cop. It makes great stories.
And then we just go by these incredible, huge rocks that were like teetering on each other. These rocks were 20 feet long and 15, 20 feet high, piled up, well, maybe 800, 900 feet on top of each other. They were, of course, natural rock formations out here in Arizona. It was really, really something. And when we finally got through Blythe, there's a California State Penitentiary there, a big one. And on the freeway, it said, State Penitentiary, please do not pick up hitchhikers.
I've seen that. Yeah. I've seen those signs. And by the way, good idea.
Yeah.
good advice.
Yeah. So the trip is delayed, but we're going to get to El Paso where we're spending the night, and then we'll have about an 8-hour drive in tomorrow into Dallas.
And when we talk Monday, by then you will actually be a resident of Dallas, Texas.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm sorry I didn't have a better report.
No, this was a good.
That's what we've been doing.
This was a good report.
Well, good.
Life's adventures make the best stories, and you're not finished. You're not there yet. By Monday, you may have some real whoppers to tell us.
I might. But if we get stopped, I'll have sex with Cheryl, and that's a good idea. Thanks for that point. That's a good one.
Well, that's what I always do. I have sex with Cheryl whenever. Makes the time go by. Oh, he hung up on me.
Oh, wow.
No, he did. See, he hung up.
Way to go.
Did he hang up or did he?
No, he hung up.
Oh, he hung up. I said, yeah. I had sex with Cheryl. Click.
Yeah, he hung up. Oh, there you go. See, there's the dial tone.
He's different. That's the best way to put it. He's different. Mike Evans, courtesy, he may not even join us Monday. He may be that mad that I implied I had sex with his wife, Cheryl.
He's got 3 days to cool down. I think he'll be all right.
Yeah, he'll.
Might be busy following the Dallas police around town, too.
Yeah, that's true. Brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're next door to each other. They're in Chesterfield Valley, and they're east of all that other stuff. So let's talk a little security. What do you say? Let's talk a little beyond an alarm system. We're way past. That was the old days when you just had an alarm system. Alarm systems are fine. They're fine. But for some businesses and homes, you need more than... Let me give you an example. Let's say an alarm system. And the typical one where somebody opens a door or window, alarm goes off, and maybe call somebody, and they call the police, and you know, several minutes later, somebody gets there. But where's the evidence? How do you ID the people? You know, you don't have any cameras. Alarm systems, basic systems, they're not cameras, just alarm systems. They're fine. But what about a camera system? What about a great high-level, ultra-high-definition set of cameras put in by Gateway Lock and Security? All right, when they look up and see those cameras, you can tell. You can tell the little do-it-yourself cameras from the real cameras, the ones where the definition is so crystal clear. Even at night, they have night vision cameras if you want them. Let's say for some reason your home or business is situated such that it's tempting for people to want to come around at night. Well, let them come. Because in total darkness, they have cameras that will capture the image crystal clear up to 50 feet away. Now, that's just one part of when you look at the word security and Gateway Lock and Security, it involves a lot of things. That's just one part of it, the cameras. There are proximity cards, master key systems, keyless entry, exit alarms. They rekey locks, security safes, keyless touchpad locks. Okay, how about these anti-kick devices? Now, they'll show them to you. They're on their website, I think, too. But you need to really get a better description from them. Think of it this way: nobody can kick your door down. They can't kick it in. They cannot kick the door in. It's sort of the equivalent of the club for homes or businesses and doors. You can't move the steering wheel or drive the car with a club, and nobody's going to kick this door down either. And it's pretty simple and affordable. Magnetic locks and electric strikes. And on and on and on. They're in the security business. Do you care about your stuff, your business inventory, your people, your employees, your family? GatewayLockAndSecurity.com. Listen, thank a police officer every chance you get, and have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and your mind miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Or you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, dear.
All right, Dan.
Goodbye. All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is Doug Vaughn. You are listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.